Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Network, and our website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. Either one of those will get you to the site where you can find out more about us, about the things that we do, about our Brain Trust members, over 400 strong and counting. And that doesn't include some of the guests that we've had. As you know, we conduct over 1,000 live interviews every year on this show, and one of them every month or so is one of the ones that I really look forward to is the one we're about to have right now with our good friend Sam Norwood, who's with the Tatum Partners, and we're going to talk about the economic conditions that his partners are seeing out there across the country. They're out there like you and me where the rubber meets the road, and they report back every month on how things are looking. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Now, your survey, the November 1st survey, was conducted before the election, right?
Yes, it was conducted in the 4 days prior to November the 1st, and so it was done before the election. The uncertainties were still there, and now we can look back and see how it's turned out. And we saw a pickup, a little bit of a pickup in the most recent month. You know, we do this every month,
mm-hmm.
and we survey around 350 partners across the country in many, many industries, large and small businesses, but more small to medium. And so we kind of get a feel for what's happening right now. And naturally, that changes each month. We're a little more sensitive to it than the quarterly data that one gets from the government. We think we're a little bit ahead of it. And
right.
So,
well, it's been your report, your information has proven to be pretty darned accurate, at least against the government, and as you say, oftentimes in advance of the government's reports. But overall, the index, the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, was up a little bit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We saw a little pickup, and what we had seen in the prior 3 months had been a decline in the rate of growth in the economy. In other words, our feel was that we had had a really strong growth earlier in the year, in the spring and summer months. Toward the end of the summer, things began to slow down some, and now we think it's leveled off at a sustainable rate of growth, maybe, to pick a percentage number, probably around 3%, which is sustainable. It's not fabulous. It's not bad.
Well, I consider that to be a pretty healthy growth rate.
It's healthy in the sense that it's sustainable.
And
you know,
manageable.
Earlier,
and manageable.
And manageable, yes. But we are, and the unemployment rate is coming down. That's good. So we think it's a pretty good balance.
Well, you know, the way I think of the economy in terms of growth rate, Sam, is if you're going on a 10-mile trip, and you drive at 90 miles an hour, you can probably get there in about 6-7 minutes.
Right.
If you drive, but it's going to be a lot more dangerous. If you drive at 60 miles an hour, you're going to get there in 10 minutes.
Yes. It won't be quite as exciting a ride, but you'll be sure to get there.
And you'll only lose about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, you know, you really haven't lost anything. Who can't give up 33 minutes to make sure that you arrive at your destination more safely? And that's the way I think about, say, 3 to 3.5% growth as opposed to 4.5 to 5% growth.
Right. And what happens at 4.5 to 5 is you start outrunning your capacity to produce So then prices start going up, and then the Federal Reserve wants to put on the brakes.
It scares a bunch of people.
It gets awkward.
It scares a bunch of people, like the Fed.
Yep.
Also, we react in a more we act in a more reactionary way, and we're not as able to adjust to changes in as high a quality way as if things are more stable and, you know, in a more manageable way. So I like this between 3 and 4% growth rate.
Well, also, we see that businesses are finally making capital expenditure commitments, and that's a reflection of some faith in the near-term future and longer-term future as well, the faith that gives a stimulus to go ahead and commit to capital expenditure, and it's also an indication that there's a need for expansion of capacity and an interest in reducing costs.
Right. So, Sam, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the Tatum survey. And I'm going to ask Sam, with oil prices the way they are, with the concern about the election, the uncertainty about that, the economy is still ticking along at over 3%. I'm going to ask him what he thinks that says about our economy right after this message. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Network Advocate, and we'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. And Sam, give us your website, please.
Yeah, that's www.tatumpartners.com. T-A-T-U-M Partners.
Tell us how your company works.
Well, we're an outsource for the fulfillment of the role of Chief Financial Officer or Chief Information Officer, and our partners go and fulfill these functions either as a W-2 employee or as we do financial projects and integration of systems projects for client companies, as well as fulfilling the CFO and CIO roles.
All right, and they can find people if somebody wanted to take advantage of what you guys do and engage your services. They can find you at your website, of course.
Website, and there they can see the biographical sketches of all of our 350 partners. They can look up, and we're in 26 cities around the country, and look up and see who's who, and they probably know some of the partners already because they're mm-hmm. prominent in the community. So we would encourage them to go there, and they can also see our survey report on that same website, and they're welcome to go see it and download it and take a look.
Well, and folks, if the people who probably are interested are likely to be interested in the services that Tatum offers are companies who are growing. They need more power, more professional power in the financial and the information side of their business, but they're not quite ready to hire somebody full-time, but they still need that power part-time, and that's what you guys do, isn't it?
So. Well, we do full-time and part-time, but there is a place in a company's growth history when it comes time to get the horsepower of someone who can have broader talents than may be on board, but you may just need them 2 or 3 days a week,
right.
In which case you can do that with us, or full-time, or temporary, or permanent. So
right.
We can make arrangements in any way, and probably two-thirds of our partners are engaged in a full-time fashion with their clients, an individual client.
One of the reasons I like Sam telling that story, folks, is it's a good education process for you and me to see how a company like Tatum has filled this niche. It's a great story of niche marketing. It's a great story of finding a need and filling it, and looking at the marketplace, looking at an industry a different way. And even if you aren't interested in using Tatum services, I hope you'll use them as a little bit of a study, a little bit of a clinic almost on how to think about the way you do business, and maybe there's a different way that you're missing, and the way Tatum does their business, to me, is a great example of that. Sam.
Jim, I would also just add to that, we're part of the overall trend toward outsourcing, which
right.
allows you to use what you need when you need it and pay for what you get, but not have something that you don't need.
Right.
And maximum flexibility, and small businesses in particular have the ability to be flexible. That's one of the mm-hmm. competitive strengths of a small business
mm-hmm.
is flexibility, and that's and we've come in and fulfilled the role in that way.
Incrementalization, ladies and gentlemen, is another word for outsourcing. it's part of it's the harness made of outsourcing, when you can buy exactly what you need and not have to just and since you're not taking a full load, that doesn't mean you don't get as good a quality as the people who take the full load. In the 21st century, with this kind of outsourcing that's available, as Sam was talking about, with incrementalization, you get the full power in the increment that you need and in a price that you can afford. And Sam, you know, a lot of people rail against outsourcing. Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
Oh, exactly. And that's what helps us with flexibility and efficiency and competing effectively against the big guys and the other competitors.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Sam, what do you... When you look at what this economy has been up against, we've got political acrimony, we've got a war that some people like, nobody likes it, but some people really don't like it at all. We've got turmoil in a lot of places around the world. We've got challenges with the supply and demand of the oxygen in the marketplace, which is petroleum. Prices are going through the roof. We got all these challenges. We just had an election, change in government, potentially change in government, and yet our economy is still ginning along. What do you make of that?
Well, the economy is a really powerful thing, and it does have some momentum. It doesn't change on a dime, and even though there were uncertainties as to how the election would come out, it was not certain exactly how business would change or consumption would change in the event that one candidate or the other was elected. So now we can do what's seen in the market as a relief rally in the market simply because the uncertainties are gone. And there's a pretty good feeling now that we are in for at least several more months of good time and relatively good time, even with the war going on and even with high petroleum prices. The petroleum prices are pushing on inflation, and that's pushing interest rates up some. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Fed increased the short-term rates by 0.25% yesterday,
right,
to 2%. But recognize that if inflation is running 2.5% to 3%, and the Federal Reserve lends at 2%, that's still less than the inflation rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that the short rates have got to continue coming up until at least the Fed is lending at the inflation rate.
At least
so
on
expect
par
another
with
increase in December.
Right. All right. Well, I think you're probably right, and they've already busted my prediction for what was going to happen. So I might as well just get on the bandwagon, Sam. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Sam Norwood, is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the members of his organization think about the next 60 days. How's that looking? 10 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Sam Norwood is our guest. We're talking about the economy and what his partners, his almost 400 partners, have had to say about how the economy is, how it has been, how it is, and what they think it's going to be. And Sam, give us your website one more time.
The website is www.tatumpartners.com, T-A-T-U-M, partners.com.
And again, you can see the survey that we talk about on this show. You can see that on his website, but you can also find it if you're on my website. You can find it there, and including a link. It's on our homepage, actually, under the surveys that you'll see there toward the bottom of the homepage, and with also including links over to Sam's website. Sam, what are your folks saying about what's going to be happening over the next 60 days?
Yes, you know, we look back 30 days and forward 60 days. They say if you're a forecaster, forecast well or forecast frequently. So we forecast frequently, and we actually do a good job of pinpointing what's going on right now. Looking out 60 days, we see a continuation of growth at about what we've been feeling all our bones for the last couple of months, and we see that the engine for growth, which is capital availability, is in place. You can get debt capital. Equity capital is in good shape right now. The prices that private equity firms are paying for productive assets, it continues to rise and has been all year. So money is available. People are available, although the unemployment rate's been coming down, and businesses are making the commitments to capital expenditures, which we regard, first of all, it's a lagging indicator. It takes a while to get going, but it's an encouraging indicator right now that commitments are being made for the future. And so the next 60 days looks pretty good to us. Clicking along, not fabulous, not bad, looks pretty good.
You have any thoughts on the holiday season? This 60 days is during the holiday season. So have your guys commented on that? You don't have that many retail folks, do you?
Well, we do serve retail businesses, but we don't have a specific comment about the season, except that we think it'll be some better than last year, but certainly no blowout. We're seeing it's just going to be a pretty good season. Sorry if it seems a little dull to be saying that, but that's the case.
Well,
not bad, not great.
The price of oil is really going to take a hit. It's going to cause, I should say, consumer spending seems to me to take a hit this holiday season, because the price of oil right now is pretty stiff on a lot of folks.
Well, it is, and for the long distance commuters, it's a big deal. And of course, the price of energy trickles through in everything that we buy, whether it's not just transportation, but
right.
In the production of goods.
It's the oxygen of the marketplace.
Well, it is, and so that will have some effect, but we have not noted it. Particularly, we don't see it. I don't get a lot of comments from my partners about the effect of it on their business specifically. So it's been kind of subdued. We know the price is high out there, but the effect is so far fairly subdued.
Well, some of the price of oil is supply and demand, the increase. Some of it is speculation. I've been reading about some pretty good interesting reports about that recently, and I think that if things settle down a little bit in the Middle East, some of the speculation will drop. That'll allow the price to drop some, Sam. That won't fix the supply and demand quotient or component, I should say, of the price right now. But I'm telling my audience to plan on higher petroleum prices next year in their budgets than they did, maybe not this year, but year before last.
Well, yes, because it's a global demand. It's not just us. And
that's right.
It's China, developing India, developing countries around the world are consuming more, and so they're competing with us. And so it's reasonable to expect that for the near term, let's say the next several months or year or so, we're going to have relatively high-priced oil. It's coming down right now, by the way. Inventories are rising. Oil inventories are rising, so maybe it's not going to be quite as bad as it.
I don't think we're going to be seeing $20 a barrel oil, though. Maybe never.
No.
Maybe never again, because of for a lot of different reasons. Sam, thank you for being here. As always, it's great to have you here. Looking forward to next month.
Great. Thank you, Jim. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. That's tatumpartners.com. I hope you'll check out their website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.